The lesson planning and the procedures and the material part of lesson planning are also important. I mean, you make out a lesson plan, and if you don't have all the materials you need for that lesson, it's not going to be very successful. So it's important that you look at the materials part to make sure you have everything on there. Also, the procedure part is important because it helps you plan out and stay on point to all the stuff you want to do. Like, it allows you, the student part of it allows you to keep track of what each student should be doing, and you should waste less time because you know what everybody should be doing, and it should reduce chaos and wasting time. The teacher part gives you an exact plan on what you should be doing during this lesson plan or this part of the activity. And then you can build in like formative assessments, things you should be thinking about and analyzing from the students. This also gives you, you can put in there questions, like when you're trying to lead a discussion to lessons. I'm sorry, questions that are based on lesson objectives so that you keep on point and you don't get off topic and waste time. So I think both of those are important to build into a lesson plan and to keep in mind so that you don't get distracted or go off topic a lot of times. Sometimes it's good if you're just having a discussion to allow kids to go slightly off topic, but most of the time you have a lot of content to cover. And if you build this in with your lesson plan, it should keep you more on point and keep stuff on the objectives.